Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 game. My name is Mike. That is Miss Regret, Allie Mack.
Goodness gracious.
That's Squidbilly Bo Morgan over there on that side with the top five finish last night in iRacing. And Dylon behind the glass.
Yeah, she had my points, though.
Playing the tunes. Not yet.
That's going to be a protest file.
Calm down. And then now sitting across from me in front of Dylon, his head so big that I can't see Dylon behind him, Rusty Manziel.
A lot of regrets.
And that's, here's the thing.
Let's just go into this for just two seconds. You're about to get a way honest answer.
So many different high school conversations have, but Allie a minute ago said if she had to do it over again, she would just go to the courthouse instead of going, you know, have a big wedding.
Oh, God, please talk to my daughters.
Okay, and then I called that a regret, and she's like, no, I didn't regret it. And I was like, you literally just said if you had to do it over again, you'd go to the courthouse. She says it's a lesson learned, though.
It's a lesson learned. It's not a regret. Best day of my life. Let's make sure that's clear. Yeah. Honey, I love you.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Grant.
Grant's getting a cup of coffee going, what?
Well, dang. Rusty. That was a lot of wasted money.
I went to a wedding this weekend, and my two oldest daughters, ironically, were at. And I kind of laid a little bit of groundwork. I was like, you know, they only had beer. Listen, they only had beer. They only
playing the seed.
They only had beer and wine.
Yeah.
But if you do a liquor, you had to pay for which sure. I get it. I looked at my daughter, Molly. I said, yeah, they're just doing beer and wine. She goes, Dad, it's not a wedding to us open bar. I just said.
I respect that so much.
I said, all right, just go sit down over there. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Here's the thing you're going to learn about that, though, and you got a few of them to plan. Okay. They always make it. Just enough. Like, the next tier is just close enough.
Why wouldn't
you? That's not that big a deal. Yeah. You're like, it's like, oh, beer and wine. I don't know the number. $500. And then it's like, but for $700, we can get premium beer. You're like, oh, okay.
I have told them. I said, listen, there's going to be a limit on weddings, but I will write you a check to start life.
Yeah.
I'll write you a check to start life, or you can
use it however you want to.
Or you can have a party tonight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, God, boy, I'm telling you, she's got the look, and her poor boyfriend is.
Oh no!
I hope
you gave him the look.
I've already put my arm around.
Hey, buddy,
so look, guys, listen. I'm sorry what you're about to inherit. She's beautiful, man. And she loves to cook, but you got your hands full.
I mean,
that's my model. Like, she was in New York modeling and does all that.
Man.
She's a 6-footer, but bless his heart, he's got his work cut out for him.
Atta boy. Speaking of which, can't wait to meet Allie's dad Friday night. I'm sure that's going to be a fun conversation.
He is going to be there at Father's Day.
At the Father's Day thing. All right, let's get into this high school thing. Speaking of dads and spending money, one of these conversations.
Speaking of crazy
you
dads.
Tweeted this out, actually, was what brought it up to me.
Oh, boy.
A lot of conversation, obviously, with the new rules around Georgia high school eligibility.
Yep.
Let's just start off the top broadly. What was the biggest thing of all of the little nuances that came out yesterday that stuck out to you about this new rule change?
I think you having to prove residency and providing your rental lease contract agreement.
Yes.
So that keeps you from living in Marietta and going to a school in Gwinnett because your mom leased an apartment in Lilburn for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where does your dad live? Wait a minute. both of your parents, you have custody. Your parents have custody of you, but your dad's going to live in Marietta and your mom's going to live in Lilburn.
Right.
That's no longer going to work.
Wow.
So driver's license has to be changed. I told this story. We had a girl transfer to our high school, my oldest daughter's senior year. She was a pitcher. We just needed a pitcher.
That's convenient.
I had nothing to do with that. I will tell you this. In a small county like we are, the stir that caused, they literally came to their new house and they pulled her drawers out to make sure that she had clothes in her drawers.
Wow.
They did an in. Now,
what year is this?
That was 2018.
Okay.
You can't do that statewide. So let me give you a couple of numbers. 462,000 roughly student athletes in the state of Georgia.
Interesting.
Last year alone, paperwork was filed for over 5,900 transfers, which is a lot. Now, let me tell you this. They can't investigate 5,900 transfers like that.
Right.
We were in a small county. That was a big deal. She was the best pitcher in the county. She came to a school that just so happened to need a pitcher. So it stirred up a hornet's nest in the world of a small school. You can't do that everywhere.
Yeah.
So the way they're going to lay the law down with these rules. And I heard Bo say something about this. They're going to find some gray area. But this is really going to close down a lot of that. You're really going to want to have to transfer your son to a school or your daughter in another sport. This is across the board.
Wow.
So just to piggyback off that, how in-depth do you think these – you said you can't do an investigation for every single person, but how in-depth are these regulations going to get? How nitty-gritty? Because that almost sounds like – people might be calling private investigators. Yeah,
well, they don't have enough, and that's the problem. I think people think Georgia High School has 60 employees. They've got about 7 or 8 full-time employees, and they got like 2 secretaries in the office. So they're not going to have their secretary driving over to Crisp County to make sure that DB that just came from Thomasville actually lives there. From my understanding on this, which is really good, the school has to do their own. The school has to provide everything. The school has to provide that lease. So if Mike Johnson wants to transfer into School A, School A is going to have to provide all that paperwork and show that. And if you get caught, you know, with fraudulent paperwork, you're done. Like, so here's another rule. And I had a lot of questions on this last night. I don't know the answer, but here's one of the questions I had. Does it pertain to private schools? Yes, it does. There's one rule in there, Mike. I don't know if you got this deep yet. If you transfer and you make a legitimate move to school and it's approved, okay, at the end of your freshman year, it wasn't a great year. You don't like the school. You and your wife decide to make a move to this school district, and you transfer your kid. He's there for his sophomore and junior season. Something happens. You know what? We're going to transfer. The second move, you're ineligible.
Wow.
Oh.
Now, so it's like old school college rules.
Old school college. Now, there is an appeal process. Okay, there is an appeal process, but they provided multiple samples of kids going to 3 high schools in 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, that's done.
Yeah.
That's done. Now, if you do make a move, the second move, you are immediately ineligible. However, there is a hardship case appeal committee you can provide. So if Mike Johnson's wife gets transferred to Macon as she runs a hospital and you provide all that stuff, those are going to be fine. I don't know how in detail they're going to get, but the second move is going to be even harder than this first move.
Yeah, but how long does an appeal take if you have 7 employees?
They have a meeting every month.
Every month?
Yeah. It's not going to be many of those. I mean, this is going to really – I saw somebody – I don't know who said it.
No.
But I saw somebody's comment on my Instagram post, which Instagram was another whole world.
Hornet's nest.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I need to bring that topic to Instagram. Somebody goes, oh, so basically you better make this first move count.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Well, let me ask you – how does it affect kids coming from out of state?
That's the question.
I can't remember how Dylan Raiola's played out essentially, but I'm pretty sure he was at a high school, left, went to another high school, and then came to Buford, right?
He was in – his freshman year, he was in Dallas where his dad does business.
Yeah.
Then he transferred to Arizona for his sophomore year.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Georgia. And then he moved into Buford, so he was good.
So
the question is – here's the question I got brought up last night. What if Bo Morgan is playing at – North Gwinnett High School. You had a great freshman year, great quarterback. IMG comes in and like recruits, you know what, Abby. You go to IMG, okay, for a year, and then you come back.
Oh.
So there's I don't know.
And you don't have clarity on that.
I don't have clarity on
that.
But the rule moving from school to school in Georgia, those are clear.
You still have to have all the proof that you're back and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they could say you got to sit out a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. He talks about proof. One of the things that jumped out at me in this whole scenario is the fact that, like, everybody in the house has to move, to your point earlier, everybody in the house has to move all the driver's license to move. And it says, and I can't remember the exact wording, but it was like in the family unit.
The family, and the, if you, so if you have, so here's another thing too, that I know they do this. If you're a homeowner and you put your home up for sale, it better be fair market value in that neighborhood. So you can't go, I'm going to put my home up for sale for $1 million, but we're going to go rent it. We're going to go rent an apartment for a year.
Sure.
When everybody, the average price in that neighborhood is $400,000.
Yeah, and I actually had a buddy that went to Alabama with me who moved high schools for his senior year and moved into, did this where they rented an apartment in a certain school district, moved in. It was, you know, their family of four. They lived in a two-bedroom apartment with bunk beds in one room. And they had to basically, like, certain nights of the week sleep in the bunk beds, and the rest of the time they would go back to their house across town.
You can imagine the stories I could
tell. I can, yeah.
It's going on right now. There's kids. The big thing is, and this is where you don't have enough people, Allie. If you make a move like in an apartment and you get approved, what would happen is those people would just default on that. You would be there for 2 months. Mm-hmm. You would clear the investigation. And then they would just go back to where their regular home was and be like, either pay that rent or just let it slide, and then go back in the district they are. Once you get cleared once, you're good. You have to start changing your driver's license. All the utilities have to be in the family unit's name. So it's pretty detailed.
And this is immediate, right?
Starts August 1st. Okay. That's the question too, because in the world of high school football, it was a very active portal window in June. So what happened, all these kids finished their school, and then they had a dead week. And I started getting texts like June the 6th, and everybody's like, hey, I'm at a new school. So it was all planned. What did those kids do? For me, I don't think there's anything they can do with those guys. So they're going to vote on this. The executive committee is going to vote on this in July. It'll start August 1st. So really this would affect the next calendar year.
You know, we don't have time. I'm really curious about the ruling that just came down last weekend and the $20 million, how quickly that's going to go up, how the full range of scholarships is going to go. There's no more 85 rule. You can have, 100 and something kids on scholarship. I mean, I there's so many layers that and I'm curious how this is going to affect, you know, guys like Kirby and other coaches in the SEC and how they feel about it.
Well, it's according if the system works. I mean, there's coaches I talk to that think this Deloitte is going to work. This is going to say that I'm just going to say it because it's a brand. This is going to say that a kid going to Oregon cannot get paid by Nike because the affiliation of Nike to that school. Raising Cane's is affiliated with LSU because of that guy went to Georgia.
Wow.
But obviously, you know what I mean? Like, there's different things.
Yellowwood.
Like Yellowwood. Boy, don't get Yellowood and Auburn started. That's as good as Pat Dye's cabin.
But to that point though, are they going to build like shell companies to pay these kids?
You know, there's going to be gray area.
Yeah. Are we watching Ozark right now?
Gray area.
No, but I mean that's the serious thing. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, you tell me Nike couldn't, build like a shell shoe company and pay through that. I mean,
Bo, they've been doing it for 100 years. They're going to find some gray area.
Exactly. Or go back to the envelopes.
They're going to go back to some. Grandma got a new Cadillac.
So the Firebirds are coming back.
They're Chargers now. But the difference is. Just say that's the case. You're talking about a $40,000 car versus some kids that I know that are getting $800,000 to $900,000 in high school right now.
Yeah,
and getting, I would love to do, which obviously you can't. What happened when that was signed Friday night? Anything that was signed before that does not have to be submitted.
So it's grandfathered.
It's grandfathered. I heard there were deals going down. They got tipped off. I heard there were deals going down Friday all over the country. Like, hey, you need to sign this deal right now or you're subject to not getting this.
Wow.
I wish we could keep you for another segment. I don't want Steak yelling at me.
Hey, can I get Rusty? Can I plan a show?
Don't do that now.
Yeah, he'll get fired up. Or else we would. Appreciate you hanging out with us, though. And obviously, always good to catch up. You know better than anybody. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back. We're going to talk more about those Atlanta Falcons. We heard from Drake London yesterday. He had some interesting comments about, hey, throttle down, throttle up. I'll tell you when to do all those things. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. You've got Bo, Mike, Allie Mack here with Dylan nursing an injury. Poor guy with his
Miss Allie Mack, aka Miss Regret.
That is so exaggerated.
I'm just
and
kidding.
Taken out of context.
Just kidding.
We are so excited to host a few listeners Friday night at Lazy Dog Perimeter for Father's Day. In a minute, we're going to talk to Tyler Duren, who's going to be joining us. But first, let's go back to mini camp. We heard from Drake London yesterday, and he broke down how to throttle down and up through off-season workouts.
Yeah, I know I've learned how to practice and be a pro, but at the end of the day, I mean, everybody's here because they're competitive greatness, right? So we go out there and we're playing the jump balls out there. People are going to go up and try to go get it, you know? I think that's the only thing, kind of. And if coach is not talking about you that he has to rev you down, then you're not doing anything right, you know? But yeah, it's just competitive greatness at the end of the day, and people want to go ham, and they do at the end of the day. So, yeah.
I think we remember probably one of the things I remember the most about Drake London at any kind of, I mean, it wasn't at mini camp, but at training camp, was him and Clark Phillips going at it a few years ago.
Yeah.
And Clark, because Clark Phillips, there it was an old Pac-12 battle between Utah and USC. And, you know, Clark Phillips made an interception and kind of made it known that he got an interception. And then Drake London went the blank off after that. Not like on him, but just off in practice. And there is a lot to be said about, you know, it's something that I remember going back to David Pollack. Whenever I worked with David Pollack years ago,
yeah,
And I'd heard that him and I can't remember which one, but one of the Stinchcomb brothers used to get at it. I don't think it was Matt. I think it was John, the other one.
Okay.
Which one does the broadcasting? Matt, right?
Matt.
I think it was John that he used to get into it with. And Pollock and I talked about it, and he was just kind of like, well, yeah, it's because of how hard he went at practice day in and day out.
Love it.
And some guys don't love that. Some guys don't love that, though.
Yeah.
Some guys don't. And so I think some guys, it gets under their skin, but you heard Drake right there. He's like, I know when to and when not to, but if you're not being told to rev it down, then that's not necessarily a good thing, and I agree with him.
Yeah, and I'll be the first one to say, I think the way Drake was utilized last year, and we asked questions about Zach Robinson earlier. I'll give him all the credit in the world for actually utilizing Drake London the way Drake London is supposed to be utilized in an offense. He became one of my favorite players on the team. And it's the chip that he plays with on his shoulder. You finally got a Darnell Mooney in there to do some of the things that, you know, a top 10 wide receiver is probably supposed to do, and that's, you know, the go routes and taking the top off. But when you look at the way Drake London was utilized, and we've talked about the power slot role, but then spin move, run a guy over, stiff arm a guy, pick a fight when you get up. And we talk all the time about the heart or the attitude around the Braves lineup and about having an attitude in the locker room and a chip on your shoulder and making sure that you're playing to a certain level. Drake London is the standard bearer for that when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. There's no doubt in my mind he's the guy that carries that with him. And he became one of my favorite players last year on the team, just watching him go about his business that way.
You saw it in the New York game, the Giants game, when Kyle Pitts bobbles the ball in the air and it's intercepted, and they run down Drake London makes the tackle in there and then got in the dude's face. I mean, that's who Drake is. And
yeah,
you and I had a lot of disagreement on Drake London when we first started doing the show.
Yep.
Because here's the deal. I wanted Olave in that draft.
Okay.
When I heard, oh, you might go receiver, I said, then I want Chris Olave. I think Chris Olave was the best receiver in that draft coming out of college. Injuries have changed things.
Sure.
For Olave. But I can't say that anymore because Drake is really not the player I thought he was. He's just not. He's better than I ever thought he was, and he's quicker than I ever thought he was. I'm not saying top line, but quicker in how he runs. But he plays like a power forward sometimes.
Yep.
With the way he catches balls. And he did play basketball. That's a real thing.
Yes.
He played at USC. But the way he will box guys out, it's almost like he's this hybrid. He's almost like he's what you thought Kyle Pitts would be coming in, except for the top end speed.
Agreed. And that's what you and I had this conversation with him in person out at training camp last year. We interviewed him for this show. We had him on here. And we talked about who was the fastest receiver on the team. He says, not me. That's not what my game is. But I also told him that I thought he was the best 50-50 receiver, at least the top three of the 50-50 ball receivers in the league. And he's like, I appreciate that. And I believe it even more now.
And you and I were the first ones to talk about it last year. We were the first ones to say that he was running certain routes and getting certain targets that I felt Tony Gonzalez used to get when you played.
Agreed.
And that I kind of would kind of expect, I don't know, the guy that plays tight end to get. But he wasn't getting them. And it wasn't because – I think it was because of trust, like more than anything. I think it was because of trust of how he runs his route every time, like how he runs the routes and his win percentage on contested catches. I don't think it was anything else. I don't think it was this offense or how they want to use tight end in this offense. I think it was a trust factor first and foremost.
What's getting exciting is how close we are getting to the actual season. I mean, I can't believe we're already talking about minicamp and hearing from these guys. It's awesome.
Go.
Another thing that's coming up really fast, Father's Day. Bo, going to be your first Father's Day as a new dad.
Hey.
Very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So sensitive.
What, me?
Yeah, I just saw that tear in your eye.
Oh.
Emotional, Bo.
Don't lie about me. You're the crier on this show. We all know it.
Well, Friday night, we're so excited to be joining some of our listeners out at Lazy Dog Restaurant Perimeter. And we have Tyler Duren joining us right now. He's going to be out there with us. The four of us are going to be out there. My father's going to be out there. Tyler, welcome into the show. What in the world made you want to give up your Friday night to hang out with us?
Hey, man. Man, I'm just a huge fan of the show. My dad and I are season ticket holders to the Falcons and have been for at least 10 years now. So I listen every morning on my way. I'm a school teacher, so I listen every morning on my way to work and every afternoon on my way home.
There you go. Appreciate your service there with your school teaching. But what grade are you teaching?
I teach freshmen in high school.
Oh, God bless you, my friend. Oh, God bless you. I've been there. That's a whole nother that's a whole nother personality that needed for that task.
Man, it's so much fun, and we're just beyond excited. You know, I had entered the contest on the way, like right when school let out, I think, and then got the call the other day and texted my dad, and I was like, hey, man, you need to be free Friday night. We got something fun to go do. So he's really excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where do you guys sit? What area of the stadium, what section?
So we sit on like one of the far end corners, like we can see out the window. I cannot remember what our section number is right now.
All right,
shout out to Ed at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He's the best.
See, what's y'all got a moment, you and your dad, a moment you guys at a Falcons game kind of experienced together since you guys
ten
go to
years,
the game together?
Yeah,
because 10 years, that's a crossover. You crossed over from the Dome and came over to Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yeah. Two big ones that definitely stand out to me is I'll never forget Devin Hester breaking the kick return record.
Good one.
And then also the Thanksgiving Day Saints game.
I remember that game
in the color rush jerseys. Yes.
Hey Tyler, tell us a little bit about your dad and the process of you know, you had to put like an application in for this dinner and things like that. Tell us about your dad and why you thought he'd be excited to kind of get this opportunity.
Man, so I can't talk enough about my dad. He's my best friend. We literally don't go a day without communicating with each other, whether it's about something goofy about Star Wars that we thought about, whether it's about like serious life questions. He's always been my number one supporter, supported me through anything I've wanted to do, whether that be Pokemon from when I was a little kid, like playing the card game with me, all the way up to my adult life now, which is, you know, us just having shared interests and values and he always taught me how to treat people. Something my great-grandfather always told both of us and something he's always preached to me is you treat the janitor the same way you treat the CEO. Everyone puts their pants on one leg at a time. He's super goofy, though, always makes me laugh, but just the kindest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Absolutely. Love to hear that, Tyler. I have to ask, since you are a loyal listener of 92.9, do you lean more Squid Nation?
Oh, here we go. I knew she was going to stir the pot. Here we go.
I know it was a nice moment, but I have to ask.
Squid Nation, no.
You know, Squid just, his country accent, just I vibe with it.
Sorry, man. I knew this man was smart the moment I heard him speak.
See, here's the thing, Tyler. I was going to ask you who you're most excited to meet from 92.9. You know, like a lot of people love certain personalities. Mm-hmm. But then Allie had to go and stir the pot, as she always does. And she she didn't even include Allie's army in that whole thing. So, anyways. Yeah.
Tyler, what size are you? What size T-shirt you wear?
He doesn't need a Squid Nation shirt.
I'm a medium, man. I'm a smaller medium.
that might be
that's,
tough. But
that's
we,
why
we,
he's in the nation.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
what's
know.
That supposed to mean? Don't take that, Tyler. I'm sure you give Mark Zeno a run for his money if there were no sleeves here.
Yeah, man.
You know, if I wasn't a public educator, you know, I might have some things to say. But, you know, I do value and love my career and my job.
Attaboy. keep holding it in there, my friend. Can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't have anyone I'm most excited. Honestly, I've met most of you guys before. I go to training camp when they allow us to go.
Nice.
I go to the the Bud Light tailgate stuff, or whatever it's called now, you know. Atlanta United games. Jason Longshore came and called a game for our soccer team this past year. So
awesome.
I've met basically everybody.
What school are you at, Tyler?
I'm at Eastside High School in Covington, Georgia. Go Eagles, baby!
There you go, man. I was gonna say, go ahead and give them a shout out because everybody.
I'm going
knows.
To. You know, I think some of my coworkers are probably listening. And I texted some people yesterday.
There you go.
Very nice. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tyler. I cannot personally wait to meet you and all the other listeners that are joining us out at Lazy Dog for our annual Father's Day event. Can't wait to see
thanks,
you there.
Buddy.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. That is Tyler Durden joining us over at Lazy Dog Perimeter. I'm very excited. I'm also very nervous because my father's going to be meeting all my new coworkers.
Dad, don't embarrass me.
Nerve-wracking.
Oh my God. Some of us before that, right?
Yes, this is true.
I've met him. I've met him.
Half the station has met my father. Yeah.
You know,
everybody's met him.
I'll make sure I'm really judgmental.
Well, coming up, we will recap, unfortunately, the Braves loss, preview tonight's game, plus we have a life of Squid.
There's a rookie NFL player talking about a veteran's money, and I don't think that's a very good idea. Coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got the Morning Shift here. It's Mike who takes things out of context. Johnson, Bo Morgan, and myself, Allie Mack here. And Dylan is also nursing a little bit of an injury today.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And that goes out to all you high school kids that decided you might want to transfer. Go ahead and call Mark Spain. He can get that bona fide move set in there.
It's crazy how things have just changed.
No. You know what? And we had a chance to catch up with Rusty on all this earlier. I don't want to have this show end without me saying I am a massive fan of the new rules. I have coached high school football before. Even in high school, I very much so believe in high school players being part of the fabric of that community. And not to go like Friday Night Lights and talking about Permian or anything like that, but that's the way I feel when I look at high school sports. I want the high school athletes to have been a part of that community. I don't believe in high school programs moving people from the outside in. I believe in the fellowship that comes along with growing up with guys and trying to create something special with the people that are from the same town that you're from or the same community or zip code or whatever it may be. So I love that we've made it more difficult.
There's a name for people like you. You're a purist.
Sure.
That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with it. People will take it as a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with being a purist, but you know, Permian was one of one of the best movies. The actual movie, not the TV show, which was all
I never
fake.
Did watch the TV show, and I heard it was really good. Just really never watched Friday Night's TV show.
I watched two Matt seasons Sorensen. Of it. I watched two seasons of it and I quit.
Get you one of these, Wayne State. That's what I think of when I think of high school football, man.
The guy that looks like Billy, he could play in the Billy Ray Cyrus docu.
The guy who at his 20-year reunion is still talking about that touchdown he scored in week 6 against the rival team.
How did it make you feel when Tim McGraw threw that ring out the window?
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing? He goes back and gets it.
I don't know, man. It's a sad deal. I mean, I'll tell you why. The reason I played football, I was a baseball player. I didn't play Little League football. And my 8th grade year, the high school that I was going to, won state. And I, for that reason, watching them go on a run and win state, that's why I played football. Mm-hmm. And I still, to this day, I will go to events down in my hometown and I will see guys that were on that team that still like coach in the area or whatever. And I look more in awe at their state title rings than I even do my own national championship ring, because I look at it and I'm like, that's that ring right there is the reason I even played. And we weren't very good. They won state and then we weren't very good after that. But man, that's just a special thing. And we've had this conversation before. I think state championships are the best championship. A state championship is the best championship to me.
I don't know.
It means a little bit more.
I don't know. I imagine winning a national title carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, but again, I'm a purist. I'm a purist, and I like the fact that and this is why I like this rule. I like the thought of things happening organically and a group of guys deciding they want to be special. Not that you don't have to do that at any level, but you are being selected for the other teams at higher level. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but once you're selected, you get there and win. You get there and you ride. The cream rises to the top. Can we just go back to doing quotes from Friday Night Lights? I kind of love the part where he's like, Billingsley, your dad can cry all he wants. Your job isn't to carry the ball. It's to block for Booby.
Yeah.
Booby Miles.
That one and Remember the Titans are both. There's so many quotes like that football-wise that I'm like, yes.
You know the real Booby Miles is a cameo in that movie.
Does he really?
Yeah. So there's a scene at the end of the movie where they're at state, which wasn't state. It was the semifinal in real life. And they're playing Dallas, whatever the Dallas school was. And they're in the locker room. And when Preacher Man starts going off in the locker room on the players, Coach Gaines is pointing, talking about Booby.
Yeah.
And the coach next to Booby is Booby.
No kidding.
It's the real Booby.
Did you know, there's another one like that too, Lone Survivor. You've seen that movie, obviously.
With Mark Wahlberg in it.
Marcus Luttrell is in that movie.
Where is he in the movie?
So when they're getting ready to go into battle, or they're getting ready to get
First off, I'm impressed you've seen.
Yeah.
Lone Survivor. That's my goal.
Look, it's mostly '90s movies and '80s movies for me. Lone Survivor. Marcus Luttrell is sitting. They're like at a picnic table on the base, was they're getting loaded up and getting all their like things, their equipment ready to go into battle. He's sitting at the picnic table. He's another member of the group, the battalion or whatever they call it, the SEAL team that's about to go in, and he's like sitting at that table and Mark Wahlberg. And it's like, oh, that's actually Marcus Luttrell. So, yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not seen that movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's intense. It's a good one. You've seen Friday Night Lights, though.
I've watched the series more than I remember the movie.
Sure.
But I've seen both, but I don't remember quotes from the movie quite like you guys.
There's a song on that soundtrack. You know when Friday Night Lights, when they're walking through the tunnel of the Astrodome?
Yes.
It's a new noise. The name of the song is New Noise, and I think the band is Refused, or Flip It and Reverse It, one, I can't remember which. But that song plays, when we pulled up for the Super Bowl, that song was on my, you know, I don't even think you were feeling, we talked about it during training camp, but I don't think you were even on that show. I do a playlist each year that I lit for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I make, and I play it on the bus. Don't be laughing, Jerry. Let me tell you. I play it in my headphone, my AirPods, and that song was playing as I got off the bus walking in the Super Bowl, NRG Stadium. And when you get off, where we parked for that, you get off the bus, you can see the Astrodome. So I was like, yeah, this is my Friday Night Lights. But not really, because I'm just
She also doesn't know about your personalized Nikes or your Gucci bag that you take on
They're not
trip.
Personalized. I don't have my name written on them. I just...
bougie bow. Yeah,
no. Don't forget the bougie aviators. Exactly. Don't forget the aviators.
It's not, first off, it's not Gucci. It's Louis.
Like, sorry about that.
Second off, they're not... They're not Ray-Ban aviators. They're blenders. Okay, so do go on the cheap. And yes, they're not personalized Nikes. I just create them. I go to the Create a Shoe, and I made Air Force Ones last year. I'll probably go back to Jordans this year, but I'm going to do – I'll make my own design again. I'll probably go and go with a more black theme this year. Like, I've been red a lot lately, like white and red and black. I'm going to do more black, less red this year.
Do you do a new one for each season?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's only like a couple-year-old tradition. The playlist I've been doing since, I don't know, forever.
Did you also know that Lucas Black, who is the quarterback in Friday Night Lights, the movie?
He's from Alabama.
He's a Bama fan, yeah. He's from Decatur.
Do you know, trivia question.
He sounds like he's from Decatur.
Do you know what movie he was in as a kid? Very famous movie.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe the movie won an Academy Award.
I know he's in like CSI New Orleans, but I can't remember what the movie. I know what you're talking about, and I'd be mad that I can't think of it.
Allie, any guesses?
No, I have no clue.
You don't even think a hint would get you there?
Let's try a hint.
A country music singer was one of the stars in it.
I was gonna say he was in Tokyo Drift.
He was in Tokyo Drift.
What other movies was Tim McGraw in?
It's not Tim McGraw, but. It's
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, it is Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. He's in the movie where he's a killer, right? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Just go ahead and rip the bandaid off.
Twin McGraw and Dwight Yoakam are both in quite a few movies.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. Yeah,
it's Sling Blade.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's a little kid. And have you ever seen Sling Blade?
I have not.
Dylan, I know you ain't seen it. I'm not even trying to throw shade. I just know you ain't seen it.
Nah, I haven't seen it. I seen Lone Survivor, though. Well, I know you're talking about Lone Survivor.
All right.
I really like that movie. That was a great movie.
I don't even know what genre Sling Blade is. Like sci-fi? Country?
No, it's drama.
Western?
It's not horror. It's drama.
Not horror.
My name's Robert Daters. I reckon.
Anyways.
That's Billy Bob Thornton. He produced, wrote everything. That's what put Billy Bob was, he was in Tombstone. He had a cameo in Tombstone.
He's been in a lot of these.
And
so
then
good.
Sling Blade put him on the map. So we'll be doing Tailgate at Home again on Friday. And I have seen a recipe that I think I'm going to use. It's going to be a little off base for me. It's going to be a little less.
Can we call it a recipe? Can we call it a game plan?
It's going to be Wow, what's it matter?
I don't know. Recipe just sounds so.
It's going to be a little less normal for me. Casserole. It's not going to be a big piece of meat because we do have the Father's Day dinner and I'm not going to smoke like. I actually had something I wanted to do, and I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to switch. I will use some Baron Burton's W sauce, and who knows, I might throw back a New Realm Allen lager while I'm doing the whole thing. Mini camp is underway. Today is day two and the final day for the Falcons. There's a two-day mini camp from what I had seen. And all their rookies are there and participating and happy.
That's a good thing.
One name that was rumored to be in Atlanta during the draft process was Shamar Stewart. He was not drafted here. He was drafted to the Bengals. And it's not going well for him or Cincinnati. He's not happy. Now, Cincinnati's notoriously cheap, and we've seen them mishandle many contracts as they are continuing to mishandle Trey Hendrickson's contract. And I guess Shamar Stewart thinks they're mishandling his. He's not practicing, but he is there. And he was asked, and this audio we're about to play comes from Mike Petraglia from Jungle Roar Pod and CLNS Media. He's a columnist for the Bengals. Shamar Stewart was asked what advice he's been getting from agents, players, and friends and family around him. And he went into this 45-second answer, and I think he might have stepped in it.
You know, just take it day by day, pray to God. He's always going to stand with me no matter what. And just know you're doing the right thing. Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, but technically he's still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that. But
before you comment, one thing you don't do is talk about other guys' money in an NFL locker room. One thing you really don't do is talk about another man's money in an NFL locker room when you have never played a snap in the NFL and your situations are completely different. Whether you're right or wrong on your situation, you don't comment on his. Mm-hmm. Now, I give him credit for realizing it and trying to backtrack, but Mike, if that was you in Trey Hendrickson's spot, how would you feel about a rookie, tackle and he was a left tackle or just...
But he's being complimentary of Trey Hendrickson, right? Like he's saying he needs to be paid his money.
Saying he's wrong in any instance to me, in any iota is commenting on the situation, I don't think in any way it should even been compared.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway for me. I think that he looks at it as a way to kind of almost endear himself to his new teammates and mm-hmm. hey, I'll support you publicly. But I gotta rule of thumb here. If there's any rookies that want to listen to this, when it comes to talking publicly and you're a rookie, less is more. I don't need you to comment on – I definitely don't need you to make comments about what the team was last year. Definitely don't need you to make comments about the struggles of the franchise or how you're going to be the guy that turns it around. I think we've all seen that here time and time again where there's rookies that come in here and they – you know, before they've even stepped foot in Flowery Branch – their Twitter profile picture says number 26 for the Atlanta Falcons and whatever. I mean, just using that as an example, it's frustrating for guys that are in that locker room. They don't like it. They probably don't like you to begin with because you have been drafted to replace a good friend of theirs. Mm-hmm. And that friend is probably going to be looking for a new job soon. So less is more. Just keep your mouth shut. Move along. And that's not the route he decided to take.
Yeah, I try to give him credit for trying to bring it back home, but – I just don't think I don't think anyone that's played it down in the NFL's name should have came out of his mouth.
No,
he should have compared it maybe to another player, or just said my situation is different than anyone else's. So there's not a lot of advice they can tell me other than stay the ground and do what you think is right or something like that. His whole body language and attitude in the video is not one that I loved.
It's bad.
Tough.
He needs to start standing up when he talks to media. You know that you guys have all seen the media training. It's like, dude, don't let them get you sitting down.
Oh yeah,
because you always look like you're mad while you're sitting down, and the camera's angled down at you. Stand up at your locker. That's why you see a lot of NFL guys do that. He needs to start doing that. Just start standing up, man. Like it's a bad look when you're sitting down. Everybody's pointed down at your forehead. Anyways, man, that's gonna do it for us here on the Morning Shift. Be right back here, same time, same place tomorrow. Steak. And Rusty Manziel are out there in the bullpen getting ready to bring you guys the fastest 2 hours in radio. Till tomorrow morning, make sure you guys
don't talk about other people's money and stay cool, Atlanta.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.